Welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Catricia. Listen, I can't believe I'm doing this, but because I love you guys so much, I'm going to do it, right? So in February, we did the Cultivating Self-Love and Motherhood Challenge. It was live on Instagram and Facebook, and this was our second year doing it. And I just want to say it was a huge success. So many mothers whose lives have been changed and impacted and empowered for the better. Even mothers who were not single mothers, I had them in my DM, like, I really enjoyed you showing up live. It really blessed me. And I wanted to bless you as well. So that's, I took all the audio from the days we were live and I'm bringing it over to the podcast, and we're going to release an episode from every day that week of the challenge on every Friday this month. Okay. So stay tuned. I want you to know that the content that you're hearing in this live audio was from our challenge for the self-love challenge and motherhood. But even though it's not live right now, because we do a challenge every February, you can still sign up because it's self-paced and the content is full of wisdom, is jam-packed. Go to the show notes. The link is there of how to sign up. It comes straight to your email inbox every day for the next 5 days. And guess what, girlfriend? It's free. $99. That's what I said. It's free $99. You better go ahead and jump on that before it actually has a price tag to it soon. But I wanted to share this with you because I believe in you and I know that you deserve to not just survive in motherhood, but to thrive. So this is for you. Go ahead and listen it. I'm live. It's day five. I'm so excited that we're wrapping up this challenge as we approach Valentine's Day. Of course, if you guys didn't get it, that was the whole reason why we did the self-love, cultivating self-love and motherhood challenge leading up to Valentine's Day, because as I say a lot in my podcast, you know, holidays can definitely be a trigger for single mothers, and whether you're single by choice and this season, or if you're partnered, Valentine's is still kind of can sometimes be a hallmark iffy moment of feelings where you're just like, I don't know. And it will start to have you maybe reminiscing on things or feeling like you've been rejected and really rehashing those feelings. And that's why I really wanted to come in and to empower you guys along with my co-host of how to be intentional about cultivating self-love, because again, self-love is the best love and we should love ourselves first. So day five, I have a very longtime friend, you guys. I go back way back to my residency days in early 2000s, middle 2000s, I think. Miss Sarah English, I call her the confidence coach because she's from Hey You. I'll let her talk about that ministry when she comes up to stage. But day five is about protecting our peace and setting up boundaries, you guys. I've been reading from a great book. We'll talk about that later. But really, boundaries are not just about the other person, but about us and about protecting ourselves and understanding our values. So no further ado, I'm going to ask Miss Sarah English Williams. Hello.
Hey You.
Welcome. Yes, you. We've never done anything like this before. It is
right.
So exciting. You're on your page all the time. Like, actually, you're on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but you're on TikTok and you have a following and you just have a ministry and just this joy and this peace and this light radiates from you. So what better way to end this week with the one and only confidence coach, I call you that, Sarah English, because she gonna light some fire under y'all tonight, y'all. It's gonna be a whole preaching session. I'm ready. Let me get my notebook because I'm ready. I'm ready to be slayed. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm definitely glad to be here. I definitely am honored for the invitation. I was like, doctor, honey, this is my girl. Like she said, from back way back in residency. So I'm definitely excited to be here.
Most definitely. And I always forget to allow our guests to get a chance to say hello. And I see Dr. Anglade has already said hello, ladies. Hello. Thanks for watching. Remember, if you join in on the conversation at any time, say hello. Tell me who you are, so just in case I don't get to see your name and where you're viewing from. And if you're catching this on the replay, remember hashtag replay. But future doctor, I guess I'm prophesying. Miss Confidence Coach Sarah English Williams. However you would like to introduce yourself, go ahead and please introduce yourself and allow our audience to know who you are and a little bit about your single motherhood journey.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm definitely, like I said, honored to be here. And so, yeah, my single motherhood journey has been a little bit different, I guess, than most. But I was definitely encouraged when I think it was day two, and I saw that there was another widow that was in the midst. So, yeah, because that is it's definitely one of those things where you don't get to choose, but you do have to learn to walk in this particular type journey. And so I haven't been a single mom. Well, yeah, I haven't been a single mom that long. My husband transitioned about 2.5 years ago. So this journey for me has been definitely a journey of rediscovery, because I went from having a whole backbone, having all daddy's girls, to then being a solo parent. And so it is definitely exciting. I'm a mother of three daughters. And I'm still in a different phase also, because they are 26, 21, and then 15. And then now I'm also taking on an additional journey where my sister passed away a couple years ago, and now I am raising her 4-year-old son. So it's definitely it's an amazing journey, and I know I always think about it like this, that God never gives us any more than we're able to bear. Like, this is my lot, and so I have to, stick my chest out and keep it moving and be who I was purposed to be. So.
Wow. I a couple things. One, my condolences. I never knew. I see his pictures and I'm like, I just don't know who this little boy is. And I never knew the story, but now I just learned that you're raising your sister's son, and that's just a beautiful gift that he has family, that stepped in and would, take him on and be a mother and be a village for him. And I have his older sisters. And first of all, 26 where? Because all of this looks like 26. Like, how you got a 26-year-old?
Right. I say that all the time. I don't know how it's happening, but it is, and I'm grateful.
Oh wow! Like, let me get
Keep
that
it
berry juice.
together.
What berry juice is you rubbing on your skin? Let me get it. Because I'm
See
like,
this thing, drinking my water and minding my business, like
come on now. I love that you said rediscovery. I think I was talking to Dr. Anglade yesterday, or maybe it was day three, where I talked about. And last year, towards the end of the last year, I was reading this book by Marshawn Evans, and it's called "Believe Bigger," and she describes this like. Kind of this gap season or like your stages of the purpose. And I've been calling it like reinventing, and I like rediscovery too. It's not that like I was lost. It's not that you were lost. It's like Dr. Glay was saying yesterday, is that like we're evolving, into this new person. I don't have to be the old me anymore, but you also have to embrace who she is in this moment. And for me, sometimes it feels so uncomfortable because I'm just like, I ain't her, but I'm striving to be her. But like, who is this? Like, who is this? But in this moment, like, I know it once was a tomorrow I used to pray for, and thank God for Facebook memories and photo memories, because I was like, oh, I was kind of a hot mess. I guess God did carry me through. Like, I'm not who I was, And you said that on your TikToks the other day, you don't look like what you've been through. And I love that. Hey, you ministry. Let's talk about that. And how that's so for telling, like women and anybody to just love on themselves.
That's it. And it's so funny because, hey, you, it was really me talking to me, because I was really going through some of the darkest times of my own life. And it was like, I just couldn't, it nothing was coming together. Like I said, I lost my husband, I lost my house, I lost. Like, it was just like one thing after another. I lost my sister. It was just like one thing after another, and it was like a very dark time. And so in that, I'm naturally a happy person. So once I felt myself, it was like I knew I was slipping. I had gotten to this point in life where I was just in auto mode, and everything was happening around me, and I was like in this shell, and that, and so I was like, okay, you gotta talk yourself out of this. Like, you really gotta pull yourself. So sometimes, like, and it's that song, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And so it was just really me in the beginning, just talking to me. And when it caught on, I was like, oh, okay. So it's encouraging other people. So I just continue the process of when God would give me things that would help me along the way, then I'm just like, okay, let's talk. Let's talk to. So when I really say, hey, you, I'm really talking to me. I'm looking in the camera, and I'm talking to Sarah first and foremost. So. And so it's been a great journey.
Mic drop, y'all. Like, mic drop. Oh my gosh. Do you like I'm just thinking like, see, that's why it's so important for us to share stories, share our stories and share our voice, because you never know how it's encouraging the next person. And it really was just you showing up for yourself and you realize, wait a minute, this is impacting others. So as I'm going through, I'm gonna tag along and let you hold on to my, you know, my what is it? Like my what does he say? My coattail,
My
or hold on to
cocktail.
my hand, and we're gonna do this together, you know, like
But right.
I love it. It's so empowering, you know, because that really, when we talk about coaching, when we talk about like sharing our story, whatever, and being of influence, it's really not about that you have to, that we're not perfect, you know. Like I, like you know, I could say something about parenting, and then like I hang up my live, and like my daughter is like scratching me, having a meltdown. I'm like, for real? Like clearly, like I'm missing something here. How can I coach someone in this area? But you're coaching yourself, you're also coaching the women around you, because it's like, all you got to do is be one step ahead. You know, all you need to do is like be transparent, be authentic. And people, and that's what we need. You know, we need each other. We need a village. And I love that you just are vulnerable to say, hey, this is what was working for me. So let me share it, maybe a blessing to others. And I definitely can tell you it's blessing me. Claudia, you know, Dr. Claudia just said, hey, I love it. Hey, you. I think that's, it's a beautiful thing. And I didn't realize that was how it started. And so your story has so much power behind it, you know, like, it really is a blessing. To see you show up and show up consistently, how has that shifted the way that you're loving yourself?
And that's it. You hit the nail on the head with transparency. Like that's something that God was dealing with me on, because a lot of times, a lot of things that happen to us come with a lot of guilt and shame.
Yeah.
And I think I said that today in my TikTok today. Like we get beat up a lot by the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and we have to learn how to embrace the things that we've been through so that we can be our best. Be our best selves in the present moment, because we got to be ready for our future selves. Where we're headed is the journey. And so for me, it just really helped me to understand, first of all, one, that my words have power. Like, and that there are people that will definitely, if you give them the right info, if you are who you are authentically you, then people will latch on to that because they're craving for something. And if you give them something that's raw and genuine, then they will definitely receive it well. And you can, just, and it's a part of just being who you are purposed to be, because I believe every storm, everything that we've ever been through is really going to be used to help somebody else along the way. And my pastor says that what didn't kill you, you were anointed to do that. And so
Wow.
so you being a mom, like it's amazing to me, because like so we met way back, and so you seeing you being a pediatrician and a mom, like that puts weight behind what you do. Because it's one thing when you're hearing somebody say something and they don't have children or they never been through the struggle that you're going through. But when you have that person that has data, like, look, I know how it is for Sage not to want to go to bed. I know how, so that when you have data behind you, people receive that more. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm grateful for the journey of it all, because I know that that gives me the it I can't re I oh the word is on the tip of my tongue, but it definitely gives me the edge that I need to be able to minister in different areas, like especially about hope and peace, and be able to coach somebody along the way.
Right. Gosh, you said something. Oh, everything that you keep saying, you know, like it just makes me remember that our testimonies are not just for ourselves, you know, like we can, like you said, you were in a dark season. I was in a dark season, you know, and I remember for the longest, I never, like you said, the guilt, right? And the shame. Like I, this is a part of my story I talk about on my podcast, but for the longest, I mean, clearly people saw pictures of me and Sage, pictures of me and Sage, you know, like from birth all the way up to probably like she was 2 and a half. I never, ever captioned myself as a single mom. Because I'm like, oh, like you're this Christian woman and you like are a successful pediatrician and you have all these accolades, whatever. And it's like, and now you're the stereotypical single mom, whatever. And it's just like I took on this shame and this guilt. And that was obviously the enemy. And that was also a part of my depression. And I remember like someone was in my DMs, it was a professional, and they were saying something like, oh, I just love all your pictures. I hope everything's going well. I was like, actually, I'm not. I'm like, really? I couldn't even tell from your pictures. I'm like, that's, you never know anyone's story, you know, like social media, we post highlight reels. And that's why it is so important to be able to maximize and use this platform to encourage and to be an influence positively. Because we never know who is assigned to us and who will latch on and who needs to hear that in that moment, like the Hey You Ministry, right? Or like all of my co-hosts who have shown up and who have, you know, taken the courage to be vulnerable to share their story. You just never know who's going to replay this, you know, months from now, a year from now, and be like, that's exactly what I needed in that moment that they are in their lives. Tell us, what does self-love even mean to you?
So self-love to me, I guess it's one of, like, for me, I believe that, and I'll tell you this analogy that my pastor uses or has used to like teach us, like a lot of times, like, okay, so it's like we're this tree, right? And the Bible says that we're a tree, right? Like trees planted by the water. And so we're this tree, and all of these different things that we do, like mother, doctor, you know, whatever other things we do are branches. So self-love for me is taking care of the tree. If you're just taking care of the branches and shining up the branches and making the branches look good, and you're not taking care of the tree, then the branches will eventually die. So for me, that's what self-love looks like. It feels like I got to take care of this tree. Like, because at the end of the day, everything else feeds from everything else I do, a wife, a, you know, mother, whatever facet of your life, whatever job, all of those are just branches of your tree. So that's what self-love looks like to me, is taking care of me mentally and physically. You know, it's funny because I work from home now, so I don't get to go out as much anymore with COVID and working from home. It's like I've become this hermit. So I have to be more intentional about, you know, doing things for me. And even I think that was day one, maybe. And she was talking about doing facials with her daughter. And I was like, I'm getting out. I was off on Thursday. I was off yesterday. And I was like, I'm getting out of the house and I'm going to do something for me. And it was so funny because I never do it. So, and I don't know when the last time I got a pedicure. And I was like, okay, I was like, you know, I'm in the house, I'm doing my own pedicures, you know. And so I went out to get a pedicure. And it was like, as soon as I left the house, my youngest daughter texted me from school. She was having a moment at school. She was like, can you please come get me? And then my 21-year-old, she texted me. She was having an issue. And it was like, okay, so do I go? So these are the branches. Does the tree still continue to take care of the tree? Or do I let, and I almost got pulled into everybody else's thing. And I was like, nope, I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to be intentional because I set this self-care day aside. So I'm going to still get my so I told my youngest daughter, I'll get you out there because I pick her up from school every day. I'm still picking you up from school. And I, you know, I call my daughter afterwards and then I was like, do you still need me? And she didn't need me anymore. So I was just like, yeah, so I got to take care of me. That's it. I'm working on it and being more intentional about it. That's that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. First of all, intentional is my word of the year. And I keep hearing it. I'm like, okay, God. And I love that you honored yourself. Like you made an appointment and a commitment to you and you kept it, you know? And I just love this tree and branch analogy. It's similar to like, okay, do I see a shadow? Yes, I do see a shadow. She's actually hiding under sheet. I love it. Because the roles, right? The roles that we play, like you said, in motherhood and our career and our relationships, friendships, whatever. Those are my roles. Mm-hmm. Those are the branches. But the core of it is the identity of who I am. And the root, that has to be rooted, obviously, you know, and anchored in Christ. And like, if that is not being nourished, like what, you know, the veins and the channels that come off of that, like we were saying yesterday with Dr. Anglais, that, you know, if I'm depleted, then what do I have to give, you know? So I absolutely love that. I love your definition. Looks like you have stick on, but you don't. Okay. So shifting gears, was there ever a point in time in your life, I know that you said you have back-to-back-to-back traumas and you were in a dark place. Yes. Yes. Was there ever a time in your single motherhood journey where you realized I'm not being intentional and I'm not taking care of the tree. And how did that show up and reflect in how you were parenting and showing up in all these branch roles that you had?
Right. And I feel like sometimes it feels like it's like a million branches coming off. So, but I did have moments. And in those moments, I was just talking to some of my prayer sisters about this. Like, there were moments in my life where, and in this journey of healing and rediscovering myself, like, I just knew I was on autopilot. Like, I was here physically, but I was completely blank. I was not focused, and just kind of being pushed and pulled in every different direction. I couldn't really formulate my own thoughts. It was like, okay, well, what do you think? Because I can't think right now. Like, I need everybody else's opinion. And so, but I know for sure there was a time, and like I said, like there was a real conversation that I had to have with God. But like, okay, Cheek, where you are in this moment, because when, like I said, I lost my house and I live with my mom, and I didn't have my own space. And so for me, mentally, it was just like, okay, like I moved out with my mom when I was 19 years old. Like, so to be back in my mama's house on her couch, the pandemic had hit. I was working from home, so sleeping on the couch and working from the couch. It was just like a lot going on. So I just really had to pull myself and say, okay, chick, you gotta do better. First of all, you have to be more self-aware. And I really was just not focused on, like, I was really just letting a lot of things just go by the wayside. And it was so funny, even when I went to when I went looking for my house, when I reached out to the realtor, I'm over here thinking like, I don't know what I can't afford a house. One, I'm thinking I can't afford a house. Two, I'm thinking my credit is horrible. And I'm just like, and so when I went, and they were like, oh yeah, you're pre-approved, credit's good, you can get this house. And I'm just like, hold on, what? Like, why, how am I so unaware? But I was, because that was just where I was in that moment, just completely unaware. So yeah, this journey has been definitely one. In these last 3 years, I've learned so much about me, and just being a mom, a solo mom, it's been a journey. But the girls, they have been very patient with me, and they've been very understanding, because of course they have their own part that they've went through. So we but I have been intentional about showing up for them as well, and making sure that they understand that they have this parent that's here and ready and engaged in what they need. So if I need, well, my oldest used to live in Charleston, so we would go to Charleston and visit often. Now she lives in Texas, so it's a little bit more tricky. And just, intentionally spending time with them, even though they think they should sleep in my bed. They are too old. I don't understand that. So y'all parents, y'all, I don't know when that ever stops. If y'all got older kids, please tell me it does one day, but I don't think it. But look, I'll talk all day.
No, you're fine. I like this. Like, there's so much I'm learning. Like, the self-awareness, that's so key. I think Dr. Anglic said that similar or said something on similar lines yesterday, but it's the self-awareness piece. Because you have to acknowledge, like, what's not working, where you are in this moment, in order to move forward, to be able to cultivate and be intentional about self-care and self-love. If you just think, oh, like you said, if you're in autopilot, or like Dr. Collier said yesterday, if you don't have a cadence, or Monica said cadence, if you don't have, if you could just have these monotonous routines all the time, whatever, we are gonna lose ourselves slowly before we even realize. And then the grief coach, Nashia said the same thing. Like, she was just, when she her late husband was transitioning, it was just like, it was like go, 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 go. And you look up and you're like, oh, like, I haven't ate, and I haven't changed my clothes, and I haven't brushed my hair, and I've lost weight, whatever. I was the same way going through my postpartum depression. So I love it. Self-awareness, you really do have to have that. And it's a hard place to be in, to sit with yourself. But I think sometimes God definitely uses our valley seasons and our dark seasons to get us to that place to be still and sit with ourselves. But on the other side of that journey, man, like, it's really powerful. It really becomes a platform and a catalyst to move you forward into, like, your journey and your destiny. And today is day five, and we're talking about day five, the power of boundaries and protecting your peace. And I said in the intro that I would tell you guys about this book I'm reading for the second time around. That's how great this book is to me. It's Relational Intelligence. You see how, look at these edges. Like, I've just been reading it, you know. I read it in 2020, and I'm reading it again now by Dr. Darius Daniels. It's similar to the lines of, like, emotional intelligence. So basically, he talks about, like, appropriately assigning people and aligning people in your lives, whether they're friends, we use that word too loosely, associates, advisors, or assignments, because that determines, like, how forward we move in our destiny in regards to our expectations. And he, in one of the chapters I was reading in the last couple of, like, months, I highlighted it because I'm like, oh, this is about boundaries, you know? So he talks about, you know, advocating for yourself does not mean making a demand on what other people should or shouldn't do. It really means being very clear about what you are going to do. Okay, awesome. Blueberry cherries for the whole world to see. So for me, that's how I'm approaching boundaries now, is that, like, it's not about, like, oh, like, I don't like you, so I'm going to have a block this area or whatever. It really is like, no. This is how I value myself. This is how I'm showing up for myself. This is how I'm respecting myself, because I'm going to lend myself the best, because that's the bar for where how you have to approach me. And that's whether that's in a relationships, in the toxicity that I will or won't accept on a job, and how I show up in parenting. Tell me, what is your viewpoint on boundaries and what it means to protect your peace?
That's, you know, and that's one of the places that I have been dwelling in here lately, and it makes sense as it relates to boundaries. And I didn't put two and two together until we started having a conversation, because at the end of the day, peace is definitely is like one of those top tier things that we and ourselves, we have to have. And it's because it's internal. And so you can fake it, but you can't fake it to you. And so because peace is so important, I was reading the scripture in Mark, and where he was talking about when Jesus was in, when they fed the 5,000 and they got in the ship to go, he said, Jesus said, let's go to the ship to cross to the other side. And they went into the ship, and then a great storm arose. And then as they were crossing the sea and so Jesus was still asleep in the storm, but the disciples, they panicked and they were freaking out, and they came and woke Jesus up and said, don't you care that we're about to perish? Like, you know, we're about to die and you were in his sleep. And so Jesus, you know, rebuked the winds and the waves, and he said, peace, be still. And so in that moment, he related peace to not having faith. And so if you don't have peace, you, because those things are, they run hand in hand. So I have faith in God and I trust him. I can't always understand what he's doing or why he's doing what he's doing, but I have peace that know that he is the one that orchestrates it all. And he might not cause these awful things that happen, but he allows them to happen for his purpose, for his plan. And I don't necessarily know what that is all the time, because, you know, he doesn't always reveal it to us right away. But I do trust the fact that he has a plan for my life. And so I can, that's where my peace comes from. And any boundaries that I set is okay, because I know God has a plan for me. I can't be entertaining all of this stuff. I can't allow you in my space that way, because you are disrupting what God has planned for my life. Because if I'm over here fussing and doing this and doing things that are so outside of my character and who I am, then there are plenty of opportunities that I miss. And, you know, I'm not present for, I'm not engaged in, because I'm over here running down some other rabbit hole that has nothing to do with what I'm called to this earth to do. So, yep, setting boundaries. I love you. Yes, I do. I can love you, but I can still keep you over there. And this little square right here, you can't get in it. And it's okay. And it's hard, because people don't understand. They think you're mad at them. They think you don't like them. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not that. But you are someone who disrupts my peace and can't, or has the potential to. And I can't have that. But I can still love you from a distance, like air hug, right?
From a distance, yeah. COVID makes me need to be over here and you over there. But I agree, you can also forgive and not necessarily have people be in your life, you know? Like people
That's
think forgiveness automatically, like I get access to you. I posted, it was like on my birthday, whatever, like this fire caption. And like I was like, you know, people come check in. They don't come always check in to genuinely know what's going on and see they you know, because they care about you. They're just checking to see like what access they still have to you. You know, sometimes you just gotta like go really off the radar to protect your peace too. And that's in family, friendships. Like it doesn't always have to be like, you know, associates, whatever. Like you, like as we evolve, like as Dr. Anglais said it yesterday, she when we talked about like, you know, the challenge was not to compare yourself. She was like, and don't let people hold you to who you were formerly as well, you know, like because all of this, you know, comparing ourselves, not having boundaries, all this tied together can affect our self-love, you know. If I don't have
That's
peace, then
exactly
I'll
it.
start to question what they, maybe they what they think about me is this, da da da, then maybe I am that way. Like you start to entertain all these other thoughts or down rabbit holes, like you said, that has nothing to do with your destiny. And now God's over here like, dang, what I have for you, you know, like do you remember whose you are? You know, do you remember what I say about you? You know, so that's why I think it's so important to really definitely be self-aware about what brings you peace, like where your peace comes from, what brings you joy, and do things to cultivate more of that. Like, yeah, does that mean that you're not gonna have bad days? Of course you are. We all have bad days, right? Like life throws
Always,
us
yeah.
lemons. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, like all of that works together. Romans 8:28 is one of my favorite scriptures. And the other day, or sometime this week, or yeah, the other day, Sage was playing with all the chocolate pieces. Speaking of peace, the other piece,
Right.
pieces of Valentine chocolate pieces. And I was like, you know what? Like this just re reminded me, you know, I always like to say that like that life is like getting pieces of a puzzle, but not all at the same time. You're like, what do I do with this? You know, and this doesn't make sense. Or like, why did I have to go through this pain? Or like, how I'm a widow now, you know, or like now I'm a solo mom and now I'm raising, you know, my nephew. Like all of those are pieces, but when they get all together, it's just like it makes sense and it births your purpose, you know, it brings you closer to destiny. And at the end you'll be like, oh well, God, you didn't have to do it like that, did you? But you're still like happy that like, you know, going through the process, it hurts. But at the end you're like, okay, I can see what you mean. You know, I probably should have fought you as hard, you know. I know I'm stuck.
can see you guys. You working and you moving. That's it. That's
I see you guys out there.
exactly. That's exactly what I'm learning.
That's amazing. Well, I always like to wrap up our lives, any podcast episodes. We definitely have to get you on the podcast because you have not been on. I like to wrap it up by allowing the audience who's listening to know how they can follow you, how they can stay in connection. If there was something that you said that resonated, and they're like, oh, I want to, you know, pick your brain or like be able to follow the Hey You Ministries. Or and if there's anything upcoming that you want to announce and promote, like go ahead and share.
Okay. Well, you can definitely catch me on TikTok. That is that has been my drug of choice, I think, as it relates to social media here recently. But TikTok, I am Sarah Smile 99, and then on IG, I am Sarah Smile 07. I really wanted to get them together, but it seems like I so. But yeah, so TikTok and Instagram, and then on Facebook, I'm just Sarah English. Or you can type in Sarah English Williams. I think it'll come up too still. But yeah, so that's me. You can follow me. I don't really have anything coming up. I told you I've been a hermit. I've really got to get out of this COVID shell. but everything I usually do is it like I do more things now on TikTok. So I'll go live. I go live a lot on TikTok. I go and I'll do midnight prayer, morning inspirations, things like that. Whatever I feel led to do. But I haven't really pushed those things out to my other social media sites at this point. I don't know, TikTok is just calling me now, so
And that's fine. So don't say you don't have anything to do or you don't have anything that you're doing. You are doing the thing. So just we're gonna reframe that to say, and go ahead and follow her on TikTok. Download it now if you don't have it, because this is the Hey You Ministries and it's currently on TikTok. But in the future, you can catch those stories on IG. So if you want your soul to be blessed and your edges to be snatched, we need to follow Sarah Smile 99. Okay, got
Right.
it. All
As
right,
I drink
Sarah.
my water and mind my business.
Yes. It's been a pleasure, and thank you, ladies, who have been watching. Again, remember hashtag replay. We love you guys, and we're gonna head over to IG. You know the drill. This is day five, so if you want to follow a conversation, we'll see you there. Hey, Queen, thanks for listening to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice podcast. I just absolutely love that I get the opportunity to share my expertise and to just pour into your lives because of the things that I've gone through personally and the things that I've learned and training to become a pediatrician. And I just want to let you know I'm thankful that you're here. And if you enjoy the content that was in this episode or any other episode, could you do me a favor, please? Like, I'm asking you, please, please, please. Could you just go ahead and leave a review? Give me a star rating and even subscribe to the podcast, because when you do that, that changes the algorithm and other people can find this podcast and be blessed as well. Until next time, I love you and take care of yourself.